Hi there, it's Friday. I'm Mangla Malu from CNBC TV 18, giving you all the cues that you need to work with ahead of trade. It's the last day of the week, but remember, it is the first day of a new series. So let's say hello to August series. Tell you what, today's trading session will be all about heavyweights. In the US as well, it was all about heavyweights. The Nasdaq was lower because Facebook saw the worst day since listing. In fact, it lost over $100 billion in market cap. Give you some perspective. In India, there are just two companies which are in the $100 billion market cap club. And one of them reports their numbers today. Reliance will be reporting its first quarter numbers. The stock that will be in focus today and perhaps will hold the index higher on one end will be ITC. While the reported numbers were in line with estimates, it's the cigarette volume growth which came in anywhere between 1 to 2%, which was above what the street was expecting. Add to that, the bulls kept their date with July. Remember, with the last four July series, the bulls have been coming on top. And this time, as we go into the August series, the conviction is high as well because the rollovers, they came in at 74%. This compares with 3-month average of 66%. ICICI Bank is another stock that will be reporting its results today, along with Bank of Baroda. Those are very important to watch out for. ICICI Bank, because it has a 4% weight on the index, and Bank of Baroda in light with what Canara Bank did yesterday. Another stock which would be in the radar is Hindalco, because remember, the long said, the long expected deal, the Alaris Novelis deal, has been announced. The August series has a lot of triggers kept for it, so let's see where the markers are placed. 11,000 put on the lower end has the maximum open interest that could provide some support for the series, while the 11,500 call has the maximum open interest. The bears believe that is one mark they will hold on to. The RBI policy meet, the US FOMC meet, both of them next week on August 1st. The remainder of the first quarter FY19 results, most of them fall in the August series. So that is something we will be watching out for. Apart from that, keep an eye out on the global markets as well. There'll be trade wars, oil, the forex movements, Donald Trump tweets. All of that could provide some trigger for the market. But one thing I will be watching out for is the Prime Minister's speech on 15th August, the Independence Day. Why? Because remember, this perhaps is the last speech ahead of the general elections in 2019 and ahead of a lot of the state elections. So we will be watching out for any cues that come from there. A lot of stocks to watch out for. I spoke about a few of them earlier, Reliance, Hindalco, ITC, as well as something like a Bank of Baroda, which reports its numbers along with HCL Tech too. But Bharti Airtel, their profits came in at 97 crores. This compares with a poll which had a loss of 365 crores. Petronet LNG too, the operational performance was good. The hedge utilization stood at 113%. The street was expecting 109%, which is why the EBITDA came in about 100 crores higher than what was expected. Biocon, the revenue growth was up 20% and it was led by the biologics and research segment. That's positive. Container Corp, there the EBITDA came in higher by 16% on a revenue growth of 7%. That meant the margins expanded and that's a good set as well. Cholamandalam Investment, on the other hand, their disbursements, they grew at 45% and that's a positive. Lakshmi Vilas Bank, however, did not disappoint analysts who were expecting a loss. It was a hat trick of losses that the company posted, a net loss of 124 crores in this quarter as well. SBI Life, we understand, yeah, the gross premium positive growth of 26% was something that the street will like. And the value of new business margin has come in at 17%. This compares with 16.2%. Add to that, we have a couple of other numbers which look positive as well. The likes of Shemaru reported a revenue growth of 19%. The likes of Schaeffler India reported a revenue and a net profit growth of 12% each. And Jindal Stainless Hisar, while the revenue was down 4%, the net profit grew higher by 7%. Have a good trading Friday.